Domino. There was Little Richard. There was Conway Twitty. And there was Carl Dobkins Jr. And there was Roberto Ridarelli, who later became Bobby Rydell. And there was Fabian Forte, who later dropped the Forte. There was Frankie Avalon. There was Chuck Berry. There was Jerry Lee Lewis. R. Penniman. There was Peter DeAngelis looking after Chancellor Records in the south side of Philadelphia. But none of them, my dear friends, none of them could hold a candle in the wind to the one and only bitter young Irish rock and roll singer. He's come a hell of a long way to be with us tonight. Let's bring him on with a fine round of applause. The inimitable stylings of Mr. Jelly Roll Kirkpatrick. Ow, 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 ging, gang, ow. Well, if you've ever been to Paris and you ever miss the plane, nothing much to do to sit around. Drink a little yarn, a couple lambet where you come from. Have another glass of Paris Brown. I'm unknown and they're still jiving. Like I'm telling left or screaming. Planes are going up. Planes are coming down. Bells around here about enough to drive a full boy man. To drive. Now I'm a rather stone on angry dance on that you gave. You caught it and we put it over high. I'm unknown and they're still jiving. Like I'm jumping left or drooling, babe.
Planes are going up. Planes are coming down. Bells around here about enough to drive a pool boy mad.
So much. Good night. Take care of yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Electric Lady Recording Studio, the Guess Who, Pride of Canada. If you'd like to take them home with you tonight, stop by an online record store and pick up their RCA recording, their latest album titled Flavors. If not, you can make a deal on the telephone, probably. I'd like to thank the people that made this possible, not only the entire Guess Who aggregation, but on engineering tonight, from Electric Ladyland, Dave Whitman, Jerry Solomon, and Randy Mason, ably assisting him. And, of course, winning tonight's award for being able to walk in the tallest shoes, Mr. Ralph Moss.